Good morning. Today's date is August 21st, 2017. Time is 07:39 a.m. here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Monday morning, a day off from the day job. This is my Saturday, where it's everybody else's Monday. And I'm here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo to do a boo. That's right, folks. It's audio, my audio. It's a boo here on the program, formerly known as Audio Boo. And who am I? Well, if you didn't check my bio, I'm Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich, over there on that platform called Twitter. And I'm here with the morning coffee, getting my day started. They call it Solar Eclipse Day here in the United States of America. A solar eclipse. The sun is going to blink out. And good morning. And I'm sort of stealing the intro from that show or episodes of shows that I did of Something to Think About. But I like that intro. It gets it charged up. But I'm here doing a regular boo here on the program, formerly known as Audio Boo. I haven't done one of them in quite some time. And I'm here at the computer desk actually recording it on the PC. And as I look out the window, the sun is up. Let's see, what time was sunrise? Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., so it's been up for almost an hour and a half. Blue skies with a lot of blue sky out there with some clouds off in the horizon, because we got a chance of thunder showers today starting, what do we got here? If I look on the interweb here, about 1 p.m., 23%. And it's about 38% up until about 7 p.m. So we got a chance of storms. And today is the big solar eclipse day, folks, where it cuts right through the middle of the United States of America here. And on this day, all of North America will be treated to an eclipse of the sun. Viewers around the world will be provided with a wealth of imagery captured before, during, and after the eclipse. There's going to be 11 spaceships, at least 3 NASA aircraft, and more than 50 high-altitude balloons. And the astronauts aboard the International Space Station, that's going to probably be the best view of it, you know, right out there in outer space. They're going to all be offering a unique vantage point for this very, very special celestial event. And I'm right here in the southern tier of upstate New York, where I'm getting my day started. I got an eye appointment, and then when I come back, I'll be hopefully observing something. If not, NASA's got the live eclipse program. I'm looking at the NASA page here, beginning at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time today, and they're going to have a host of coverage on it. So if, you know, it does get cloudy, I'll be watching it there. But it's going to be about 10:15 a.m. Pacific time, which would put it about 1:15 Eastern time. The shadow of the total eclipse will first make landfall on the tiny town of Depot Bay, Oregon, population 1,398. And then it's after that, the eclipse will be screaming at a speed of 2,100 miles per hour. The eclipse shadow will zip across the America on a 3,000-mile path cutting through Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. And finally, at 2:49 p.m. Eastern, it'll disappear off the coast of South Carolina. Man, that is exciting, folks. I think the last time I saw it was a partial eclipse was before I was still in the service. It was May of 1994, and I had the shoebox. I'm going to try and see if I can find a shoebox for this afternoon's if we don't get clouded in here in the southern tier of upstate New York. But the last full total eclipse that came across the United States was back in February of 1979. And I was listening to a Walter Cronkite CBS News piece on it. And it was like, wow. So this is going to be a big event here. And I wanted to mark it with an audio here as I get my day started. I've got the morning coffee. Yes, I do have the morning coffee. And currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, the temperature is about 58, 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And like I said, we have a chance of thunderstorms later on, starting at about 12:01 p.m. as far as the clouds. So we're going to have to keep track of the clouds. I think as long as there's some blue sky, you know, we'll get a chance to see the sun. Well, we're not going to look at the sun. You don't want to look at the sun for a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse. Where I'm at, I'll probably see partial because I'm up here. I guess the center point, the greatest eclipse span will be right when the eclipse is over, from what I'm looking at, one of the many maps that are out there, when it crosses what looks like the Missouri-Kentucky state line. So that's going to be pretty intriguing there to see that. And we won't see one for quite a while after that. So, I want to do a boo here. And like I said, I haven't done a regular boo in quite some time. Had the gear set up. I'm starting 2 days off from the day job here. And, I like doing audio on audio, that program formerly known as Audio Boo. And it's a good platform, a solid platform, I think. And I just sort of figure I'd throw some audio up on my timeline there on Twitter at Fireman Rich, where you can follow me and see what I'm doing. I still put the quotes up as far as that goes. And, like I said, I sort of stole the intro music for this particular. I like that intro music, so I might be using it for other things. Not to say that something to think about won't make a comeback. Probably maybe in a few months here, I'm thinking about making it, just taking a rest. I did a 31 day straight of doing the quotes of the day. I usually put a quote up a day, daily on my, and what is the quote this morning? I can go ahead and say, now that we still have time here, the thought for today is, I have only one superstition. I touch all the bases when I hit a home run. That's something, isn't it? Babe Ruth, he touch it. You got to touch all the bases when you have a home run, because if you don't, what is it? You could be out. So, it's just that you got to make sure you touch all the bases. And that's a good quote. Of course, the New York Yankees this past weekend, they played the Red Sox and they only won 1-3. So they're still trailing behind the Red Sox. I'm pretty exciting baseball there as that goes and the like. So that's about all we have for today as I hit the outro. I love that outro. Love the intro. Love the outro. But I'm going to finish up my morning coffee here. You guys all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.